The Holy Gospel is from the 6th chapter of Mark. Jesus left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that he has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary and brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon, and are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor, except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and giving them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. This is the gospel. Okay, a couple more, ready? How is a healthy person like the United States? They both have good constitutions. They're not going to get better, so just laugh. What dance was very popular in 1776? Independence. This one is very subtle. What would you get if you crossed George Washington with cattle feed? The fodder of our country. Yeah. Teacher. What was the declaration? Where was the Declaration of Independence signed? Student, on the bottom. Did you hear the one about the Liberty Bell? Yeah, crack me up. All right, two more and we're done. What did King George think of the American colonists? He thought they were revolting. Is it getting hot yet in here? I'm in the shade, so it's all very good for me. Do they have a 4th of July in England? Yes, that's how they get from the 3rd to the 5th. Yeah, all right, well, yeah, they got pretty bad pretty quick. So we're part of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. And I got to find this post here. I really think it should be called, because of the 4th of July, that's why I'm renaming it, the Evangelical Freedom Church in America. Because I believe that's what Lutheran, what it means to be Lutheran, that's the basis. So, Paul's text, it talked about grace, my grace is sufficient. And what that means to me is that God's love comes down upon us abundantly, abundantly. And in the text study that I'm with pastors, we talked about that image, and someone used the image of rain. But since we haven't had rain for 1,000 days, which I'm thankful for the wonderful sunshine, I really am, because we're the new California, I think. But we'll see. That doesn't matter. But The image I liked instead for this round was, my grace is sufficient, that God's love is like this. It's like shade. It's like shade on a hot day. Now, who doesn't like shade on a hot day? Because eventually everybody, no matter how much you like the sun, eventually you're going to get out of the sun, because it's going to either get dark or you need shade. And when you see if you're super hot, and just to stand underneath a tree or to stand underneath one of these pop-ups on a hot, sweaty day and drink a beverage, oh, there's nothing like it. It is so relieving. And I would say that's what God's grace is like. It's for everybody. It's the shady places for everyone. It's always going to be hot in our lives because we always have to go out every day. I mean, even if we're inside, the hot can get us, you know, if you don't have air conditioning or if it's, you know, warm in here. But every day we're in the sun and God will provide the shade. And so I was thinking about that image of shade gives us freedom. Freedom to go out into the world. Because God's love is a free gift for us. We remember that in our sprinkler system. We remember that in our baptism. That's one of the best signs and something to remember about God's love. This wonderful water on a hot day. It's cleansing and soothing. And theologically, it takes everything that's hot and horrible and sweaty and releases it, cleanses us of all unrighteousness. That's what baptism is. It's God's gift to us. Go and baptize people. Remind them that God's love is for everybody to be free, to be free to follow me. And if that's not enough, Jesus said, remember this meal. I want you to remember this bread and this wine, simple stuff of the earth, that cold drink. That's what we need when we come into the shade. These are the two gifts that, many gifts, that God has given us. The bread and the wine and the water, all these things are in the shade for us every time we gather. That's what the one image of the church is shade from hot weather. God has always provided shade for us from the beginning. Because God is, there's an image that I saw this week. We have a storied God. We only know God through stories. Through the stories of our lives, through the stories of other people's lives. And God has always wanted to come to us intimately. Sitting with us in the chairs, in the shade, to make us whole, to give us grace, to show us love, to show us how to live with one another. Well, in this great country of ours, just to connect the 4th of July yesterday with today, you know, I said to Isaiah, I said, our son, I said, you know, we live in a great place. This is a good place to be. But sometimes it's hard to be Christian here because we have so much freedom, you know. In other places, it's a little tougher to be Christian if you haven't read stories about that. It's true. But my niece, I don't have a lot of family, so I have to think of it. My niece, Talia Gorenz, the great theologian, this is what she posted on her Facebook about freedom. And I think it encapsulates a lot of things. She says, let the gays get married, let the rednecks have guns, let the atheists be atheists, and the Christians be Christians. America is about freedom. Freedom to live how you please and be happy with your life. So smoke a bowl, shoot your guns, cuss a lot, praise Jesus, and wish those two fellas next door a happy honeymoon. Now, the reason why I can say all that is because we live in a country where I can say all this. And I can even say this in church because I'm Pastor Eric and I wear shorts and flip-flops. So I'm just going to quote the great theologian Talia Gorenz. Just as a good reminder, I mean, we do live in a great country where even if we radically disagree with things, for the most part, we're reasonable. And we can all sit under God's grace and sit in the shade and have a drink together. And that's what we do when we come together to share the meal. It's a reminder of that. Now, should this tent be in here? Should this pop-up be in here? Well, yes or no? No, it shouldn't be in here. The answer is no, it shouldn't be in here. This is I mean, it's warm, but I'm telling you right now, it's not cooler, me sitting underneath there. This is made to go outside. And that's part of what the gospel text, the key word for me in the gospel text is journey. Jesus calls the disciples to go on a journey. Go out. Go out into the sun. In my name, go out into the sun. Go out into the sun and, like Paul, tell people about grace, and that grace gives you freedom. You don't have to try because God loves you regardless. So when you do something, you do it because you know God loves you. You know that story of God's love for you, so you want to go share it and tell people about it. So go! And the other images in Paul's text are the indwelling of Christ in you. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want Christ's resurrection, which is new life and hope and mercy and forgiveness? So go, Jesus says. Don't take it, just go. And so that's kind of the image of this. It's kind of like you go from the tent where you were just with Jesus, and you go out with an umbrella. And they go two by two, but I was an only child. Now, I could open up this umbrella in here, but my mom, who's not here, if she was here, she would not be happy with that because she's German and she has a thing about it. So I'm not opening up the umbrella, but I'm just telling you. An umbrella is another thing. I've been playing golf a lot. A lot of people these days are using umbrellas because they're shading themselves. And so when Jesus says, go out to your neighbor, because maybe your neighbor, pop up, needs some shade. And you can share this giant umbrella with her or him. Now that can be obvious, like a family member that you know, or it could be a neighbor, or it could be that mom in the store who has the three kids and it's all crazy. And you know, there's so many ways to provide shade to people. Because you know what shade is. It's relief. It's comfort. When Jesus says send out, you don't even know what's coming sometimes, that grace. It's such a good and wonderful thing. So that's like the individualized thing. But then you can invite people to come into the shade, into this kind of shade. Because Jesus says in another place where two or three are gathered, I am there. So that's why we have churches. That's why we have Bible study groups. You know, if you've been involved with the Tuesday Bible group, the morning Christians, the Thursday church, the things we do on Saturday, the three B's, whatever those three, Bunko, Bible study, and barbecue, and burgers. Invite people to that. That's shade. That's God's grace. That's God's love. Open up some chairs. And it's mobile. You know, eventually this church will collapse, this building. But the story, God's story, has always been movement. Go where people need me. That's what Jesus is telling the disciples. Go to the places where you're needed. And if you're not welcome, shake the dust off and move on. You may actually come back again. But keep going. It's a mobile system. Feels good to be in the shade. Feel good. It feels good to know God's love. So I've shared some of the ways that it could look like. You know what love is. Don't you? All of you? That's how I was going to ask the kids. When's the first time you knew that someone loved you? And just think about that. When is the first time you knew that someone loved you? And I can't quite picture it, you know, because I'm thinking, well, could it be my mom? I'm sure it's my mom, you know, a parent, maybe a teacher. That's what this shade is. It's God's love for us. And that's what Jesus' invitation is to the disciples. That's what our calling is. To go and bring people to this love. You know, we have the Clean Kids program that we're working on, and I was thinking the other day, talking with God, in the shade, and I said, God, you know, I don't know a lot about construction, but it'd probably be a good idea if we had a general contractor, you know, who had a clue about how to install washing machines and dryers in a room, you know. I could do it, but probably not the way it's supposed to be done. So I was thinking about that. And then Pastor Beth came and gave me a card, which came from Sandy Durst. And she had been talking with a friend of the family who is a grandchild that is over there at Mountain View. A child that's over at Mountain View and just heard that, you know, our partnership with Mountain View. And then they were talking about Clean Kids and that there are homeless kids in our school district. There are 750. And they need laundry facilities. That's the number one need. And he said, well, I'd like to help with that. And he happens to be a general contractor. Well, wouldn't you know that? Now, all of that comes together like that because all we're doing is what Jesus has called us to do, to go out, whether it's to go out across the street and help a kid with reading or go out into Lacey and say, hey, we have a Clean Kids program. Come and do your laundry here in privacy, in peace. We'll accompany you. We'll provide some shade for you on those sunny days, because they are sunny days and they are hard days. All of us know that. Those are just small examples. And as you sit in the shade here, as I sit in the shade here, I remember that God loves me. I remember that story. I know so much that God loves me. And it inspires me to think of, well, what's next? What else does God want us to do? And then you laugh like that. But one of the images is an RV. So I'm talking with Jenny, our former music person, as she was leaving, and she was talking about what's next, and I was talking about what's next. And she said, I would love, because she's a librarian, to start a bookmobile up, you know, again, in our county. You remember the bookmobiles? I mean, those were awesome. That's one place, because I love books, so that's a place where I think about life. I remember in Stanwood, when it would come onto Camino, and I could go in there and I could get a book. Those were awesome. So we were talking about that and her, you know, it's the same image. Bringing the tent to people who need it. Bringing shade to people who need it. People don't have to come to a library. You take the library to them. I said, hey, that sounds like a great idea for a vacation Bible school. You could do the same thing. It would be a mobile vacation Bible school. You'd have all the stuff you need in the RV, and then you go to a park, and you can just put on Facebook, social media, however you want. You advertise it, and the mobile St. Mark's VBS is going to be at that park that starts with an H back here. What? Hunt? That one, I still can't, I don't know what that one. But that is the beauty of shade and God's love and God's grace. It gives you the freedom to imagine. What does God want done? What does God want done? So this week, as you go through the week where it's 80 plus, you're going to feel the sun and you're going to find shade. And talk with God. And talk with each other. And know that you're free. And know that you're loved. And know that you're called to serve. And who knows what's going to happen. Amen.